Well, we do want to thank the young people again, and the children, the boys and girls, for all the lovely singing and reading and for taking part. And I'm sure the Sunday school teachers have worked very hard, and Sylvia and Diane as well, to get them up to that standard. But it was really, really good. And I'm sure you enjoyed it. I know I certainly did. Just before we come to the message, I also want to say thank you again to the congregation here in Ballymoney. As you know, I'm heading back fairly soon, and a number were there on Thursday night, but just in case you weren't there on Thursday night, I want to thank all of you again for all your support and all your encouragement and all your prayers and all your kindness during this time of furlough. And just continue to pray as I go back that the Lord will go before me and that the Lord will help me, and that the work will go on from strength to strength. Now we're coming to God's Word, and I want all the boys and girls to sit up and listen really well. Are you ready? Yes? Good. All right. And I'm going to read one verse from the book of Proverbs. All right. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 26. And it says this. It says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." And I'm thinking about the first part of it. It says, "Ponder the path of thy feet." And tonight, boys and girls, I want to speak about a part of the body that's mentioned in the Bible. Now, I didn't want to cut off anybody's body parts and bring them, so I brought something else to try and help you guess what I wanted to talk about. Where would you wear those? They're slippers, so where would you wear them? On your feet, that's it. You'd wear them on your feet, isn't that right? What? Yes, you'd wear them before you go to bed, you would. So, or some people wear them all day, but we'll not go into that, okay? So, your slippers are for putting on your feet. And you know, the Bible has quite a bit to say about feet. And we read here, it says that we're to ponder the path of our feet, but it talks about feet, and it talks about various people's feet. Like, it talks about Moses' feet, and he was to take the shoes off his feet because the place where he was standing was holy ground. And it talks about Mephibosheth. It said he was lame on his feet. And it talked about a king called Asa, and it said he was diseased in his feet. And it has lots of things to say about feet. But tonight, first of all, I want us to think about our feet. Can you do that? Can you think about your feet? Now, I want us to think about our feet, and the Bible talks about some things that our feet need. All right, some things that they need. And I have a few things to help us along here. All right, now, this is the first thing that our feet need. It's probably not, but what do they need? They need what? They need light. All right, our feet need light. And where would we get light? Where would we get that light? Yes? You could get a light like that in a store where you buy stuff, but the light that the Bible says we need, where do we get it? We get that too, yes? Well, let me read a verse and maybe you'll get it. The Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So where does the Bible say we should go for light? Yes? One behind? The where? In the Word, all right? It says, "Thy word." Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Whose word? God's word. That's it. Perfect. All right. God's word is a lamp, or it's a light unto our feet. Now, why do you need light? Why do we need light? Excellent. Because we don't want to stay in the darkness, or what else? Like, if you were out in the car at night and it was dark, why do you switch on the lights? And what do you want to see? Yes, and what else? You want to see the way that you are? You want to see, yes? Going. You want to see the way that you are going, of course. All right, so the Bible says, because of sin, it's like we're in darkness, it's like we're blinded, it's like we can't see the way that we are going. But God's word gives us light. It gives us light, and it's a lamp unto your feet. That's what the Bible says, a light unto our path. Now, the Bible says something else about feet. And we read about the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a time when he took something like this. Something just a bit like this. Mm-hmm. Well, what did he take that for? But why did the Lord Jesus Christ take it? Why did the Lord Jesus Christ take a towel? It mentions a towel. It doesn't mention this or the soap, but it mentions the towel. Why did he take it? What did he want to do? Come on now, it's something to do with feet. You remember, we're learning about feet. What did he want to do with feet? Yes? He wanted to wash the disciples' feet. And the Bible talks about washing our feet and about having our feet washed. And you know, at that time, there was one of the disciples who said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." There's one of the disciples who said to the Lord Jesus Christ, after he had got up and he had girded himself and he'd taken the basin and the towel and he was ready to wash everybody's feet, there was one who said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." You know, that was a terrible thing to say. There was the Lord Jesus Christ ready to do that for him. And he said, never. But you know what Jesus Christ told him? Jesus Christ said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Jesus Christ said, "Well, if you won't let me wash your feet, then you can't have any part with me. You can't belong to me. You can't be part of me. You can't be part of my family if you won't let me wash you." That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And you know, when he was using that washing of the feet as an illustration about and teaching us about how we need to be washed. Because of our sin, we need to be washed if we are to be clean in the sight of God and if we are to be accepted by him. Now, why do you wash something? Because it's dirty. That's it. Because it's dirty. If something wasn't dirty, it wouldn't need washed, would it? Or if it wasn't dusty or it wasn't mucky or it wasn't whatever, it wouldn't need to be washed. So what is it that makes us dirty or dusty or unclean? Or why did the Lord Jesus Christ say that we needed to be washed? Yes? Say it again. Sin. Because of sin. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is ready to wash you. And he has washed me. He's ready to wash you from your sin. Not with a towel and a bar of soap, but with his precious blood. That's what the Bible says. But you know, there are people, and just like Peter, they have said in their hearts, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." And you know, maybe you're one of them. Maybe there's a boy or a girl, or maybe there's a mum or a dad, or a granny or a granda, and you have said in your heart, "The Lord Jesus Christ will never wash me. He'll never wash me." That's what you have decided. Well, remember what he said to Peter. He said, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me. If I don't wash you, you have no part with me." And if you won't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, if you won't let him cleanse you from your sin, if you won't let him make you clean, then you can't have any part with him. You can't enter heaven to be with him. You can't claim the promises that he has made to his own people. You have no part with him. So the Bible talks about washing feet and feet needing to be washed. And then Mr. Park was wondering why the case was so heavy this time. All right, but here we go. What's that? What is it? Oh, wow, very good. It's a piece of rock. All right, it's a piece of rock. And given the weight of that piece of rock, I couldn't bring a bigger one. All right, that one's just heavy enough for me to carry. But the Bible talks about our feet. And the psalmist talked about the Lord. And he said that the Lord set his feet on a rock. In Psalm 40, verse 2, he said that he waited on the Lord. Or he waited patiently for the Lord. And then he says, he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He talked about all that God had done for him, how that he had heard him, and how that he had lifted him out of a horrible pit, out of the muck, that's the miry clay, and how he had set him on a rock, and he had established him, and he had put a new song in his mouth. So he talked about his feet, and he said, the Lord has set my feet on a rock. And you know, we need the Lord to do that for us. Because of sin, and because of this old world, our feet are in the miry clay. They're in the muck. And it's not a good place. It's a slippy place. It's a dangerous place. It's a horrible place. It's a horrible pit. That's what the psalmist said. But the Lord Jesus Christ is willing to lift you out of there and to set you on the rock. And the rock represents Christ himself. The Bible tells us about the rock, and Christ is the rock. Christ and all that he has done. God is willing to lift us from the pit of our sin and to set us upon Christ. And when he does that, he'll establish us and he'll give us a new song in our mouths. So when the Bible talks about our feet, it says that we need light, we need a lamp for our feet, and that's the Bible. It says that we need to be washed, and if we refuse to be washed, then we can't have any part with the Lord Jesus Christ. But it says that God is ready to lift us from the pit of our sin and to set our feet upon the rock. Now, I wonder, has God done that in your life? Has the light of the gospel shone into your life? Has God washed you and made you clean? Has God set you on the rock? Can you say that he has? And maybe you're saying, no, well, I can't say that he has. I can't say that he has. And maybe you're saying, and how do I get God to do all those things for me? And you know, I was thinking about that, and you get God to do all those things for you by coming to somebody else's feet. Not your feet or my feet, or even Mr. Park's feet, or any of the other nice feet we see about here, but by coming to somebody else's feet. By coming to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just have something here to remind us of his feet. There was something about his feet. What happened to them? What happened to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes? Right, he was nailed to the cross, or his feet were pierced. The Bible says that his feet were pierced. And you know, after he rose again from the dead, he said to his disciples, he said, look at my hands and look at my feet. Look at my hands and look at my feet. And you know, if you want to be washed from your sin, if you want God to take you out of that horrible pit that you're in and to set you on the rock, then you need to come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the Bible tells us about many people who did come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Very interesting if you go and read about the things that happened and the people who came to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us about people who fell at his feet. For example, there was Jairus. Remember, his little girl was sick. And he came and he fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ to beg him to make her well and to save his daughter. There were people who fell at his feet. And you know, we need to fall at the feet of Christ and ask him to make us clean. We need to fall at his feet and ask him to save us. And then there were people who sat at the feet of Christ. Like there was that demoniac, and after the Lord Jesus Christ had saved him, when the people came to see him, they found him clothed and in his right mind, and he was sitting at the feet of Christ. And there was Mary. Remember, Mary sat at the feet of Christ and she listened to what he had to say. And we need to sit at the feet of Christ. Maybe you are saved. Well, you need to sit at the feet of Christ and listen to what he has to say. Sit at his word and listen to what he has to tell you. And then there was somebody, and we read about her, and we read that she came and she wept at the feet of Christ. And she didn't cry because she was sad, or she didn't cry because of something like that, but she came and she cried because she was overwhelmed by what Christ had done for her. And she came and she stood at his feet and she washed them with her tears. She dried them with her hair. She kissed them with her lips. And she anointed them with ointment. She did something to show that she loved the Lord, the one who had saved her and the one who had rescued her. So as you go home tonight and you're getting ready for bed, you're taking off your socks and you're looking at your feet, all right, I hope you'll remember that God's word is a lamp unto your feet. That Jesus told Peter he had to wash his feet, otherwise he would have no part with him. That God can take us and set our feet upon the rock. He can lift us out of the pit of sin and set our feet upon the rock. And all of that is possible because of the pierced feet. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ who came and who lived and who died there on the cross to take away our sin. I want to thank you again for listening. May God bless his word to your hearts.